Joining me on the show this morning is boxing legend Danny Green. How are we, mate?
Good day, Wildy. How are you, bud?
Very well indeed. I've got to say, though, I was a little bit devastated a couple of months ago because, mate, you decided to flick your beloved XB Falcon. I used to have a hard top too, mate.
It's in the rearview mirror, buddy. It's not mine anymore. It's gone.
Oh, no. Why?
My boy is nearly 14. He was eyeing me off going, that's going to look, mine look good driving that, Dad. And so it was a very powerful car, mate. I had it for 14 years. It was a car that it was a dream car, the XB2, but it was something that I never, like Mad Max car, the original, and I never thought I'd ever have one, mate. So I was lucky. I was blessed to have it for 14 years, mate. I never thought I'd ever have a car that. But on the same side, the flip side of that, it was a very, very powerful car, and my boy driving it, you know, there could have been one silly split-second decision that he could have made and give it a squirt, and there could have been lives lost, lives changed forever in a split second. I didn't want to get a phone call one day and potentially have that happen, so I eliminated that risk from my life. So I think as a father at the age of 48, I finally may be growing up.
Yeah, well, I only had mine for a few years, and then I sold it to a mate in Adelaide about 20 years ago, and he's still got it, mate, and I still regret it every time I see it.
It is what it is, bud. There's a lot worse things going on. I look at it the other way, and I go, I was blessed to have it for so long.
Great cars. Also, just wanted to pick your brain on the state of boxing at the moment. You know, obviously, Tim Tazoo doing really well here in Australia. But what do you think about people like this Logan Paul, a YouTuber, taking on like Floyd Mayweather, and now he's called out Mike Tyson?
Oh, look, mate, it just shows how fast society has degenerated. So that's about all I'm saying, the whole matter. The guy, for me, this social media has so much to answer for with so many problems in our society. And it's something the government are quick to stamp down on everything else, yet one of the biggest concerns of our generations moving forward is so many issues, bullying and et cetera, you know. There's so many things going on with social media that our government just let happen. They just let it go through the keeper. And so social media, to me, has so much to answer for with many problems in our society today. And that's just another one. That's just another, you know, another issue where it's like, my goodness me. But I don't know what to say. I really don't. I don't know what to say.